Have you ever been to a gig or a show where the people around you seem incapable of putting down their phones? Have you been one of those people? Well, phone-free spaces are becoming more common, with phone-locking technology appearing in entertainment venues as well as in schools. Our reporter Aisling Maloney went along to a phone-free gig to see what it was all about.
Hello, guys.
People are streaming in the doors of Dublin's Three Arena for a comedy gig with British comedian Mickey Flanagan. But this is a phone-free gig.
Hi there, can I give you a phone, please?
As the audience enter the venue, their phone is inserted into a pouch and locked away. They get to keep the pouch with them, but their phone is not released until they leave some hours later.
This will be unlocked at the end of the show, okay? Thank you.
Just have that urge to look at it, but probably it was good, to be fair. But we can't even tag where we're at, so no one knows we're here.
No, it's a bit weird, because I suppose we have it the whole time, you know. Yeah. So now it's here in my pocket, but you can't choose it.
People aren't living in the moment anymore, they're on their phones.
Does that bother you when you go to gigs and people
yes,
are recording?
Because yes. you're looking at their phone watching yeah. the concert. It's so annoying.
Yeah. Actually, my boyfriend said to me, okay, you actually have to stand and talk to me now for an hour and a half. And I was like, oh, great.
See, I think we've been in there half hour. You spent the whole half hour trying to get your phone out the case that you can't get out.
Please welcome to the stage, Mickey.
The promoter for the gig, Noel McHale from MCD Promotions, says he is seeing a growing interest in phone-free gigs as phones further invade our personal space.
The funniest thing to watch over the years is what you'd call theatre etiquette, that people sometimes act like they're sitting at home watching the TV instead of a live show. So they think there's nothing wrong with take out your phone, you know, even answer your phone during a comedy show, and not realising that not only are they affecting the performer, but they are annoying the people all around them as well. But it makes a really good atmosphere when there is no phones in the room.
Having a phone-free gig is at the request of the artist, and the artist must foot the bill.
I think it will keep growing. But again, it depends on the act, because there is a cost to it. Like, it's works out 3 to 4 euros a head for the artist. The acts will say, yeah, this is what we want. Promoters and venues won't get a choice in it, really, if the act says, if you want me to do the show, it has to be phone-free, so you have to go with that. It's just a new system coming in that people will get used to.
Comedian Chris Rock and musician Bob Dylan have both had phone-free gigs here. And since then, Tommy Dearnan is the first Irish act to have phone-free gigs on his recent Irish tour. The company that created these phone-locking pouches is called Yonder. They are used in entertainment spaces, but also schools and courtrooms. Here is Yonder CEO Graham Dugoney. Name drop, tell us some big acts that have used Yonder.
Oh, there's a lot. I think Dave Chappelle, Jack White, Bob Dylan, Joe Rogan, Chris Rock, Bruno Mars, Madonna, Adele. It's a long, long list.
Do you think your business is benefiting from the fact that some artists, particularly comedians, might be more worried about cancel culture?
Oh, it's definitely an aspect. I mean, when I mentioned earlier freedom of expression, I think for comedians in particular, it's incredibly important that their material and what they do is taken fully in context.
Back in the Three Arena, Mickey Flanagan has finished up and the audience have their phones unlocked.
I thought it was a great idea, actually, because you didn't have to, I don't know, you didn't need your phone, which was brilliant. And most places we always have phones. So it meant that everyone was actually chatting and talking and listening, and you didn't even think about it. It was brilliant.
You're actually just sitting there and you're just actually quite relaxed. It's just the best thing about it is when you look forward towards the stage, you don't see all these bright big screens reflecting back on you, and people are actually enjoying the entertainment that's on. It's just like it was before phones, yeah. It was great.
No, honestly, I have a babysitter at home. Don't like the idea of not being able to be contacted. Understand where they're coming from, just don't think it's the solution. I mean, it was nice that people weren't on their phones, but I don't think that's the answer.
At the start, it was a bit daunting because we thought it was just like a phone cover. But when we came out, we're nearly like adrenaline junkies trying to turn on our phones. It's like everyone's like, turn on the phone, turn on the phone. But, you know, it's nice just to switch off for the hour or two without technology.
What have we become? Aisling Maloney reporting there from the Three Arena in Dublin. 3 minutes to 9.